It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the next edition of Mike Wills Podcast. I am Mike Wills. Imagine that. So, non-dog days of podcasting episode. As I had an interesting observation today, like I have been on a kick lately, I shared yet another kind of a love your neighbor as yourself kind of post. I've been doing that a lot because apparently people need reminding that your neighbor is anyone. And so I just thought I would post it out there kind of ha-ha funny. All of a sudden, one person posted something about illegal immigrants. Another person kind of went off on that too. And I'm like, oh, this is nothing to do with that. This is not, I was not saying anything about that. I just, that was a cool thing and said truth. It was a Bible verse. It was something to the effect of, welcome foreigners, much like you are yourselves, or something like that. Sorry, I don't have it with me, since I am in doing another car cast. So, then we started talking back and forth a little bit, and I was like, okay, well, I'm freaking waiting for the internet people to show up, so let's chat a little bit. I remember exactly how the conversation went. But, like, you know, there are people who need this, and there are, you know, people who need to get on their feet. There's refugees who need this help in order to get going. And ultimately, what kind of, you know, it was kind of the illegal immigrants versus people who need help, legal immigrants. But then a keyword came out. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it triggered in me. And I tried, when I'm in this type of a scenario, I try and look at the other person's perspective. And I realized that they weren't looking at it from the, what's the word I'm looking for now? The, oh man, come on. Come on, Mike. Welfare. These welfare people, the welfare abusers, is ultimately what they're truly looking at. And I don't want to call them anything close to what a lot of people are saying. I'm trying to avoid the word racist. I don't not want to call them racist by any means. But the problem is that the rhetoric of today is all about these illegal immigrants and they costing us money. Well, at least with my one cousin I was talking to, I think where she was really coming from was the people who abuse the welfare system. And there are many people who do that. And it goes across cultures, it goes across skin colors. There are people out there who, for whatever reason, decide that the world owes me everything. I will never work a day in my life again. I can live off of what the government pays me. And I have a problem with those people too. There are some very legitimate cases, but there's a lot of illegitimate cases where these people are just slacking off and they are not, quote, earning their own living. They are instead weaseling off the rest of the country. So I'm kind of wondering if some of the rhetoric, yeah, that the whole thing about illegal immigration costing us money. But I kind of wonder if some of that doesn't come back to, they just want the people who are weaseling off the welfare system to not weasel off the welfare system. And I get that. And I think most people get that. So, you know, maybe start thinking about it a different perspective, or maybe start asking additional questions. Because, you know, you talk about illegal immigration. Well, there was a chicken factory that was raided, and was it 500, 600 some illegal immigrants were taken away. Well, they were working. They were trying to earn a living. They may have had illegal social security numbers. They may have had illegal paperwork or fraudulent paperwork saying they were there. And that's a whole nother issue. Some may have been trying to get legal immigration status. But again, you know, I'm not going to argue with people who come across the border illegally. If you can, and every single case is completely a gray area, so I'm not going to even go black and white on that one. You need to take it case by case, and sometimes you do need the fear of ICE behind them to get one way or the other to answer. I hope that comes out off right. I'm trying to keep it in the middle ground because it is very much gray area, and there is never going to be a black and white answer for that. However, one other thing I do know through my work, you know, we're trying to do this diversity stuff here and there, and it's all, or it's mostly good stuff. You know, I get it. It's trying to change your perspective a little bit. And, but one thing that they do teach through there is all of these refugees, they want to work. They just need assistance to help get off their feet because they literally left everything back where they were, where they came from. And in most cases, they have no freaking clue where they're going. I've heard it up. Sometimes they have 48-hour notice of what country they're going to. So they don't know the language. They don't know the customs. They don't know what's against customs. They may not even know what's, quote, against the law. They're brought over, processed, I think, and... Oh, man. And I think they are kind of given directions how to get some assistance, but they're kind of on, you know, left, here you go, as I'm understanding it. And then they have path towards citizenship and so on. But many of these immigrants, they're coming from, they're fleeing for one reason or another, or they are looking for the better life. They're coming over here because they want to work. They want to have the American dream. And so whether they're illegally here with a fraudulent paperwork in order so they can work, or the company just doesn't give a shit and they had to hire illegal immigrants, that's on the company. That's on the people who decide to do it the wrong way. And there very well could be an argument that they don't know the right way. And so hopefully they get that help as they go through. But let's change the conversation. Let's not make it about illegal immigration. That is an extremely push-button subject, and people get pissed when you start saying that you're going to deny people rights. However, we do need to make sure, you know, our borders still need to be secure. We don't want to, quote, terrorists coming. Well, we don't want terrorists to come across. I should put that in quotes. But not every Mexican that comes across the border is a rapist and a drug lord. I bet very few. So, where am I going with this now? Let's start changing this conversation, or at least when you start talking to people who start talking that way, try and ask the questions and try and get to the, what are they really against? If they're really against welfare fraud, which does cost us probably millions, maybe, I don't know if it's even more, probably mean billions every year, absolutely, that's a good conversation. That is something that is, that can be approached and talked about and come up with some sort of a solution. Maybe you only get it for welfare for 5 years, and after 3 years, it progressively goes down, expecting you have a job. I don't know. That is to be decided by people smarter than me. Well, I hope they're smarter than me anyway. But otherwise, I just wanted to push this out because I'm sick of the back and forth. I'm sick of everything. It's time to start to to actually talk and meet in the middle again, because this is insane. And it doesn't matter who our president is. He might be a complete moron, but there are other very intelligent ones out there who want to do good, but they're stuck in the middle. But let's start having some good conversations, because maybe they can start changing the conversation as well. I hope this doesn't piss too many people off. Honestly, back to what I said in the beginning. I am very much about love your neighbor as yourself. I am very much about we need to help people that need help. But we should be throwing money away. I think that's a good wrap up. I will talk to you next time. Man, I'm getting tired. This is going to be a fun Dog Days podcast recording tonight. So I am heading off, and I will talk to you next time. Bye.
The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.